The worst predictions about eclipse impacts didn't materialize on Monday. You know, empty grocery shelves, accidents paralyzing roadways, dry gas pumps. One newspaper warned of having to use military rations. The day actually went pretty smoothly, even in the Adirondack backcountry, where there was only one rescue. But there was a huge backup of traffic onto the Northway.
I've never seen that much traffic go through Warrensburg, and I've been here my whole life.
How one pizzeria seized the day and became a delivery service for people stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Claxton Hepburn Medical Center, dedicated to providing patient care and regional services to the people of St. Lawrence County. ClaxtonHepburn.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, April 11th. First up, the New York State budget is now over 10 days late. As Karen DeWitt reports, one of the items holding up a deal is a housing package that would build new affordable housing and strengthen tenant protections.
It's the second year in a row that Governor Kathy Hochul and the state legislature have tried to enact plans that would ease the state's affordable housing crisis. This year, a scaled-back proposal would offer grants to communities who agree to sign a pro-housing pledge. It would also revive a tax break for real estate developers who include affordable housing in their projects. The biggest sticking point, though, is over tenants' rights. Progressives in the legislature want to enact a proposal known as good cause eviction. It would prevent landlords from evicting tenants without a good reason, and it would cap rent increases at around 3%. Landlord groups are pushing back against the measure, though, saying it would further depress the long-term rental market. Senate Republican Minority Leader Robert Ort says the housing proposal does nothing for areas outside of New York City, and he predicts good cause eviction would be a disaster.
Which is essentially tenancy for life. And good cause is nothing more than a direct attack on private property rights in this state.
Even some Democrats in the legislature have been reluctant to vote on good cause. The measure died last year. Meanwhile, tenants' rights groups fear the measure will be watered down in any final housing agreement. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stork-Cousins earlier in the week said there are a number of moving parts in the housing package. She says nothing has been decided yet.
We want to be able to build and we want to be able to protect tenants. And so because there are so many elements to this housing package, short-term, long-term, there's so many stakeholders involved, you know, to get a complete package with everyone seeing progress in what it is we are trying to achieve and actually attaining and achieving that progress is where we really need to land.
Senator Stork-Cousins says she believes a housing package will come together, but she can't say when. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
One of two Democrats dropped out of the 21st congressional district race yesterday. On X, formerly known as Twitter, Stephen Holden said he was unable to collect enough voter signatures to be on the ballot. That means there won't be any primaries for the North Country's upcoming congressional election. Incumbent Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will be the Republican nominee. A challenge from Republican Jill Lochner also appears to have fallen short of signatures to get on the ballot. Stefanik's opponent will be Democratic nominee Paula Collins, a cannabis tax attorney who recently bought property in Rensselaer County. Stefanik is one of the most powerful Republicans in the country and has a massive war chest of over $20 million. Independent candidates can start collecting signatures to join the race next week. A former mayor of Ogdensburg died on Sunday. Wayne Ashley was 74 years old. According to the Watertown Daily Times, Ashley was a member of the Ogdensburg Police Department for 39 years. He retired as a sergeant in 2010. He was then elected to the city council for one term, and then he ran for mayor, a job he held from 2016 to 2019. The Times reports that during Ashley's tenure, Ogdensburg established a land bank. The city also partnered with the St. Lawrence County IDA to rehabilitate the former Newell manufacturing plant. According to his obituary, Ashley's surviving family includes his wife, two children, three stepchildren, and three grandchildren. A funeral will take place Saturday at 2 at the Frary Funeral Home in Ogdensburg. Anthony Fuller owns Tommy Gunn's Pizzeria in Warrensburg, which is right off Interstate 87, known as the Northway. His restaurant was super busy in the hours after the total eclipse, as people from Albany and New York City were making their way home from their Adirondack viewing spot. Fuller told Champlain Valley reporter Kara Chapman the traffic was so slow that one of his employees had the idea to sell pizzas to people stopped at the red lights.
I said, all right, let's give it a shot. So we made like, you know, 2 to 6 pizzas. They went outside. They sold them in 30 seconds. And we were kind of just making a game out of it, having fun. And then it led to, you know, we sold 2 or 3 dozen pizzas over the next hour just from people. You know, they were kind of laughing at us. We had the fire pit going, the music going and stuff. And we were already exhausted where we were like, you know, what the hell? Let's just do it for another hour until all these cars are gone. And yeah, we ended up selling another probably 30 or so pizzas just from people driving by.
And where were you in all this while this was going on?
Everywhere. They call me the floater. wherever I needed to be. You know, I was the middle guy in the kitchen for most of the time. And then once we started getting, you know, where we needed to be, I'd go out front and, you know, wherever. I mean, we have the full bar in the back too. So, you know, that was screaming. That was going. So wherever I need to be is where I am.
Nice. Did you get a chance to bounce out and talk to any of the people going by or any of the people who like ordered about where they were coming from, how long they had to go, like why they needed this pizza?
I honestly, you know what we did? We talked to a few people before it got that busy. There were some nice people that came in from like Virginia, the Carolinas. And I thought to myself, I'm like, these guys are crazy. I can't believe they drove up here for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. But, you know, everybody's got their thing. We happened to be at the right spot. So who am I to judge and have an opinion on that? But, you know, there's people from all over. We had people from Florida. We had people from, like I said, the Carolinas. Virginia seemed to be a hot spot. Pennsylvania, they were all coming up. I guess if it's, you know, just like a 4 to 6 hour drive, you got nothing else to do, why not? There was a couple people towards the end of the night that were getting a kick out of us, you know, running pizzas out to stop cars. And they said, what a good idea. And, you know, I guess, yeah, it was. It got us a lot of attention, that's for sure.
So I'm up in Plattsburgh, actually. How was your view down there of the eclipse?
It was good. I mean, we got time. Like that, it was kind of like a ghost town. It was almost an eerie feeling when it started because, you know, the sky was different and the phone wasn't ringing. We were all outside. We actually had a delivery for 3:30, which I thought was kind of crazy. I couldn't believe that they thought we were going to be able to get it to them right at 3:30. But we were definitely late on that one because we were all observing what was going on. But it was different. It was a lot more unexpected than I thought it was going to be.
What events are you gearing up for next? What are you looking forward to, you know, as the weather warms up for business?
I'm probably just like most of the other people. I'm looking forward to a sunny summer. No, the rain really hurt last year. We got a beautiful patio. I'll have live music when we have good days. We just put an addition on the place to make our seating in the back a lot bigger, to accommodate for a lot more bigger parties and stuff. So Cinco de Mayo. I was born and raised in a Mexican restaurant, so I have my own twist on Mexican. So we have a live band that comes in that Saturday. I believe it's May 4th. And we'll have a live band that brings us right to like 10 or 11 o'clock at night on the patio. I'm hoping for 75 and sunny for the whole summer.
That was Anthony Fuller, owner of Tommy Gunn's Pizzeria in Warrensburg. He spoke with Champlain Valley reporter Kara Chapman. We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Evan Veenstra of Gananoque, Ontario, and Hart, Cox, and Legros of Malone. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.